All right, next patient is going to be Willie Mae Johnson, Willie Mae Johnson, Johnson. She was born 5/27/1930. And today's date is 1/11/2024. Miss Johnson is a, she's a 94-year-old woman, bedbound, totally dependent, recently hospitalized with COVID-19, respiratory failure, and pneumonia. Person is eating very little. She's hypoxic, and she has had much decreased in her mentation since she left the hospital 2 days ago, period. Patient has a history of stroke with, she's had two strokes in the past. She has contracture of the right lower extremity. The family had entertained the possibility of a peg tube, but they decided against it. Period. She's weak, she's short of breath, she's total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent with muscle wasting and severe weakness. Social, never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She's worked in retail, has 9 children, has been married 80 years. Surgery, had some kind of valvuloplasty years ago, but nothing recently. Medical problems. Patient has a history of has a history of stroke, right side weakness, decreased mentation, person is not oriented to place, person is fine, constipation, and tension, DJD, and profound muscle wasting with ADL dependency. Allergy none. Her medication includes Tylenol, stool softener, Plavix, Losartan 50 milligram. She's currently off of gabapentin, Pepcid, mirtazapine, mirtazapine 30 milligram, atrovastatin 20 milligram, Donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L, 5 milligram. Namenda, 10 milligram, once a day. Since hospital patient is originally from Arkansas, they live in St. Louis. Just 40 years ago, they've been living in Houston now for the past 5 years to be close to her family. She has a caregiver around the clock and lives at home with her son, period. Family has defended against PET tube. She's total bowel and bladder incontinent and bedbound, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Under social protection, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, they haven't been a heavy drinker or smoker. Patient's condition has been deteriorating. As far as her stroke is concerned, she has been bedbound for some time and recently developed cough and loss of breath last week, which caused her son to call an ambulance, take her to the hospital. Was diagnosed with COVID-19 and COVID-19 pneumonia, and post-hospitalization, they have decided, family and physicians and her PCP have decided against any further hospitalization and or any heroics, and hospice has been called to evaluate the patient now. Patient blood pressure is 160 pulses, 98, respiration is 18 at deadline. Blood pressure is 100%. Distant heart sounds, lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen softener, tremor shows neurological neurological shows right-sided paralysis, contractures, Person only moans. She doesn't answer any questions. She's not oriented to place, person, or time. Difficult to understand at best. And when examining her, she's in pain when her right side is touched. So tumor does not have any mandibular ulcer or any stasis ulcer in her lower extremity. Assessment, here we have a... How old did I say she was? 94-year-old woman with the end-stage CVA, right-sided weakness, right-sided contracture, weight loss, total ADL dependency, missing with COVID-19, respiratory failure, who has the patient and family has decided against any further hospitalizations and or heroes. Patient will be kept comfortable in hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live, and hospice will provide her support for and teach family members regarding patients' end stage prognosis, as well as control patients' pain that appears to be an issue at this time. Thank you.